Next up, the Foxes, Leicester. Well, your old mate, Claudio Ranieri, is looking after them this season.
Yeah.
We all know what Leicester can realistically expect to buy, and I think they've actually punched well above their weight. Shinji Okazaki is a fairly good player in the Bundesliga scene, and we don't know how much he's been purchased for, but he's very highly rated. Gökhan Inkler is also very highly rated in Serie A. It's always a bit troubling when you're getting players from other leagues. I mean, the Bundesliga players tend to do a bit better, but even your Serie A players tend to be a bit more of a risk to pick, I find.
Well, they take a bit of settling in, because they don't seem to adapt to the Premier League very easily for some reason.
Absolutely. Well, I think the sheer difference in quality is evident between the two leagues. But that being said, Johan Benoluani and N'Golo Kante, both solid players. It'll be interesting to see how well they do, once again, coming in from a foreign league into the Premiership, see how they adapt to it. But I can't... But they're all good players, and they're all filling in the right spots, I think.
I mean, I look at that list and there's no one there that seems to be...
They've gotten rid of a few players who were not really providing them with what they need, but they got good money for him. I think Chris Wood leaving... sad for New Zealand football, but $2.5 million for Leeds is an outstanding bit of business for Leicester, I think.
Yeah,
David Nugent, same thing, $4 million to Middlesbrough. That's great sell. They've got the front line sorted, I think. Esteban Cambiaso didn't want to stay, so that's fine.
Yeah.
There's really no losses. I can't see Nigel Pearson. After Nigel Pearson left the and them getting Claudio Ranieri, it seemed like there'd be a bit of turmoil, but they've done pretty good. I mean, I don't think they had as good a transfer window as Crystal Palace, but they're up there. I would give them at least 8 out of 10.
Yeah, I think it's a very solid change. And they've shown it with the start of the season as well, that they're really punching quite highly above their weight.
Mm.
They're playing very good football. Mm. All of them are playing well. As you say, they've brought really well. That's an excellent list of people they've brought in. I'd give, not quite the Crystal Palace level, but 8 out of 10.
Next up, one of the former Big Four, Liverpool. Well, it was a make-or-break season, and we knew Brendan Rodgers needed to buy key players. And I think he's done a lot of it. The good ones. So Christian Benteke, $32 million is a lot, but I think well worth it for a player of his quality.
Yes. I mean, he's going to do well at Liverpool, I would think.
And if he didn't go to Liverpool, he'd end up at a club like United or City or Chelsea. So why let your rivals have a player like him? I think $32 million is definitely worth it. He is a bit injury prone, so for Liverpool's sake, let's hope they're now in that uncomfortable position of having two frontline really good strikers who are very injury prone.
Yeah.
And they've sold their other third attacking threat to their nearest rivals.
Which is a bit weird, but hey.
But Roberto Firmino, once again, he's a good player, but he's coming in from the Bundesliga, so it's difficult to see how well he'll do. Nathaniel Klein, perfect. They needed that in that right back slot. Danny Ings is a fine player and gives some extra punch up front for Liverpool, but he's still very young and still developing. Getting James Milner for a free is a good bit of business.
That's some good work, really. That should help them.
So overall, the buys are not bad. Like, they're all pretty good. The problem is they sold a great player in Raheem Sterling to one of their closest rivals. He has been in really good form. Obviously, that's going to be a big loss. They've gotten rid of all the fat at Liverpool, though. Like, other than losing Sterling, I think he's the only one player that Liverpool didn't want to lose that they did. Fabio Borini, Ricky Lambert, Coates. All had to go. Glenn Johnson, Mario Balotelli, Lazar Markovic, and Steven Gerrard was always going to leave. So, I mean, I can't really fault it. Like, at the end of the day, if a player like Sterling wants to go, he's going to go. You're not going to stop him. and you're better off getting as much money for him as you get. So 49 million for a really young player like Sterling is not a bad piece of business by Liverpool by any stretch. Like, I think they don't quite even out, but their outlay, their net spend is not that high because of that sale. So I'd be inclined to give them an 8 out of 10 as well. I think they've had a good window there.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I think the problem is selling Sterling to Manchester City. And that's just such a big thing to me that I can't give them that high a rating. I mean, yeah, you can't keep a player like Sterling if he wants to go, but at least find him a club like Madrid or Barcelona or someone to set him outside of your league. You know, going to face him during Champions League type things. Not that Liverpool's there this year, but hey. So I don't think I can give them an 8. I guess a 7, as you say, it's it bounces up. They got rid of people they didn't need. They got some good players in. The Sterling one does sort of sit unwell with me, but 7 out of 10.
7 out of 10. Okay. The champions elect almost. Well, the team that pretty much got all the players they wanted. Manchester City, let's look at their, like, Fabian Delph, Nicolas Ataman, Raheem Sterling, Kevin De Bruyne, fantastic buys, and even, like, a few things going under the window. Patrick Roberts, who's very highly rated at Fulham, and Fulham were very sorry to lose him. Enes Unal, who I admit I don't know much about, but if you, Manchester City, are interested in him, he must be a pretty good player. Like, they're all fantastic buys. Like, I was always surprised that Chelsea sold Kevin De Bruyne, and it's come back to bite them. And Raheem Sterling will definitely come back to bite Liverpool.
I mean, De Bruyne, I understood why we sold him. He was good. He was an excellent player, but he just never seemed to be quite the right fit for what Chelsea needed, either as a starting player or off the bench. He didn't. Never seemed to be able to come on and do what was not quite what was needed, but he just didn't seem to be the right. He was more of a round peg in a square hole at Chelsea. Good player, wonderful, but just wasn't.
You can totally see him ripping it up at a team like Manchester City, though.
I'd say he's a great player, and you can't say he's not going to play well wherever.
And he's only grown since leaving Chelsea because he had a fantastic season at Wolfsburg, rated Bundesliga Player of the Year, so clearly going very well. That being said, I think Manchester City have lost a few players. I mean, Micah Richards, obviously he's the club vice captain and he's been there for ages, but it's been years since I've seen Micah Richards start a game for Manchester City. James Milner, who I feel bad for because he is a consummate professional, and he always plays for City, so I don't know why he wouldn't want to renew his contract. And City, he's basically like the second Yaya Toure. They have two of them playing in the team, one of them slightly more attacking and the other one slightly better at defense. Like, those are the two all-round players, and you can't have enough of them really in your squad, I think. That selling Stevan Jovetic and Deco was needed to make all these other buys possible, given
I'm still
FFP.
A bit surprised they did. I mean, yes, they needed to accommodate what they wanted to buy.
So, it is the reality of the transfer window nowadays. That being said, even selling those players aren't that bad. Like, yes, they're useful to City in the squad, but really, they're not displacing Aguero.
No, they make a good point.
And, like, City are happily always going to play one striker. And if Aguero's fit, it's going to be Aguero. So I've got to say, like, I am very tempted to give them a 10 out of 10, Manchester City. They weakened their opponents, but they've got all the players they wanted, and they've actually got players in the positions they needed to get them in.
Yeah, I mean, it is very good buys, and their selling is very canny as well. I still want to give them a 10, because it's City.
So you're giving them a 9?
Yeah, I'll give them a 9. They get a point off being City.
All right, Manchester United. The team, well, it's like a tale of two halves of transfer windows, because at the beginning of it, they got Memphis Depay, Matteo Darmian, Bastian Schweinsteiger, and Sergio Romero, who it all looked pretty good. It was like its third keeper with Sergio Romero, because at that point, Victor Valdez was still in the team, and apparently he's still staying. and then we tried very hard to get a lot of players who were obviously never going to come to sit, going to leave their clubs, like Sergio Ramos. And we got we tried to get players like Pedro and failed. But we spent a lot of money on a very raw young player, Antonio Martial, who people in France are saying is a crazy money to spend on him. But people also say that he could be the next Thierry Henry, in which case 36 million will be money well spent. Louis van Gaal did say earlier a few days ago that Martial is still really young, and they did probably pay too much money, but it's the Manchester United price they paid rather than what his market price was. Which makes sense to me as a Manchester United fan. It does happen to Manchester United all the time. It's just the way it is. Manchester United has more cash than anyone else. More cash that comes out of the black rather than out of their owner's bank account.
Yeah, exactly. And actual cash as opposed oil baron cash.
Yes. And so they paid for Antonio Martial probably what they would have had to pay for any similarly talented type player, especially given that they needed a forward. That being said, I don't think they've adequately addressed that issue of that forward, especially since Wayne Rooney's having a weird goal drought at the moment and doesn't look like he could buy a goal.
He could score a goal and they still give it and they still find a way of disallowing it for him.
They've basically sent Adnan Januzaj, James Wilson, and Chicharito out. Chicharito's left, Adnan Januzaj and James Wilson have gone on loan. Yeah. To develop further. And Angel Di Maria was never going to stay, so he's left to Paris Saint-Germain. We've reasonably made some of that money back.
I mean, you got for a player that wants to leave, you've got a reasonable amount of money for him.
And even Chicharito for 7.3 million is not something to be too worried about. That was pretty good money for a player who was always going to be a good bench player, but nothing more than a good bench player. Johnny Evans going to West Bromwich Albion, and I wish him all the best. 6 million is good money for another player who was always just going to be a squad player rather than stay where he is. And Nani, after many years of... I feel a bit sad to lose a player like Nani because he is such a great attacking project, and he seems to be in great form in Fenerbahce at the moment, linking up with Robin van Persie. But we got fair money for him as well. All the other players who were leaving were pretty much at the end of their careers with United. It's a bit sad to see a few of the players like Angela Henriquez and Anders Lindegaard, who were some of the last players that Alex Ferguson bought, but they didn't quite gel at the club. And hopefully Tyler Blackett, who is going on loan to Celtic, will come back, and this is just going to be a loan for his development. And same with James Wilson. I'd love to see them back at the club. But James Wilson apparently has a release clause at his in his loan contract that it can be ended at any time by Manchester United.
Oh, that's good.
So he will be coming back if they need him back.
That does show that United thinks he's actually a decent
prospect. Yes, but they feel like he's better off developing somewhere else for a while.
Well, it's one of those things. You're a good prospect, we expect you to be good for us, and we want you back if we need you, but you should go play first team football. So that you actually grow properly, as opposed to sitting on the bench or playing reserve grade for us.
Being said, I think United have solved their problems in defence and midfield. Their attack is blunt. They will need to get a good attacking player in the window to compete, because for the title, they really do need goals coming from somewhere.
Yes.
At the moment, they are, I believe, third or fourth, because Swansea jumped ahead of them when they beat them.
Yeah, might be fourth behind Swansea. Yeah.
Really, no, it doesn't look like anyone can catch Manchester City, but we... In order to do that, we do need this outlay of goals to come from somewhere.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to be that harsh on Manchester United. I think because we've solved two-thirds of the problems we had, and the attacking portion of our thing was never a problem. It's really just the goals and where it's going to come from that's a problem. But it's a big problem. So I'm going to give them a 7 out of 10.
I think 7's a very fair number. As you say, they've solved most of the problems. They've got the problem of scoring the goals. That said, you still got Rooney, and Rooney does score goals. Okay, he's in a bit of a weird thing at the moment where he just can't score goals ever for some strange and unknown reason.
Yeah.
He can score goals. You know that he could just find the back of the net. And once he starts finding the back of the net, he's going to find it consistently for a while. You've got good players in behind him who can create those opportunities. I did watch them against Newcastle, which was a very frustrating, even for a non-United fan, but very frustrating time watching United play against Newcastle a couple of weeks back, where they just seem to be holding themselves back for some reason. And I can see some players who are wanting to release and have free-flowing, and but just couldn't. And there was just needed that striker, that finisher, who would be making some runs in behind, or just someone who opening up the spaces for everybody else to start doing stuff in. And it just, they just didn't, they had the creativity there, they just didn't have that link to a finisher. And Rooney was doing his best, and I couldn't fault Rooney for what he was doing. It just seemed to be something missing. And maybe a pure poacher or a pure finisher as a striker, even if he was the laziest striker around who didn't run back and just sort of swanned around until the ball was hitting his general direction and then made the run. Just something like that.
They should totally just ask Barcelona if Suarez is available for 90 mil and just be like, there we go, problem solved.
That would solve their problems.
Like, that's a way to solve problems for a lot of teams, I think.
Yeah, it creates a whole lot of other problems, but it solves the problem of the goal scoring.
Yes.